means hello?
That means hello, H-E-H-A-L-L-O, and it says, Mit mir kann man reden. Mit mir kann man reden. I'd like a German scholar to explain to us what that says.
All right, if there are any German scholars in the audience, you can call the other line, I guess, 595-1478. The request line, the pledge line, 585-5827.
The phones are ringing off the wall, Mike.
It's just an artificial stimulus bomb.
Oh, okay, so the logo here has, this hello symbol has the Illuminati triangle with a knot in it, and a little flower above the top of the globe. I'd like to have some subgeniuses make some interpretations of this pattern. The Illuminati pyramid with a half an infinity sign loop and knot and a flower on top.
Okay, we get the point. 585-5827, we're still waiting for that one call. I don't think it's come through yet before we go to the tape, so we'll just...
Well, Mike, you said you wouldn't play the fastest tonight. Let's play the tape. Then we'll get a call. I predict it.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right,
the hard way doesn't work.
We're going to a tape? Okay.
Okay, you'll see that on air.
Okay. Testimonial number 872.
Hello there, listeners. This is Tom Rich calling you long distance from Orlando, Florida, where I'm down here monitoring the developments with the space shuttles. I'd like to urge you tonight to pledge as large an amount of money as you can, because as Wyndham Lewis has said, we live in a world of men without art. And certainly Bob and his show prove this. Bob is the only artist alive today anywhere outside of a prison. And it's very important that you pledge to CKLN so that we're able to put out this important information. Remember, ever since he's been a little boy, Bob has been honing his fireproof perceptual apparatus in order to provide you with sensory threshold analyses at the speed of thought. So I urge you to pledge as large an amount as you can, because this is a very, very special information and provides you with very, very important perceptions on what's going on in our world. It cuts through the propaganda by providing dialogue and by giving you the technique of the suspended judgment, organizing ignorance for your discovery. It's a show of participation, and it's very important. And a lot of people listen to this show, and I hope you all call in and pledge. This information is so high-level intelligence and is so dangerous for you to listen to that people actually change their names just in order to listen to this show.
That's true. So tragic about all this. 585-5827. My name is Michael Dyer. You're listening to J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius and a cast of thousands of friends and family around here supporting us tonight. We encourage you please to call 585-5827 and pledge. Once a year we do this. It's most of our operating budget. Each programmer individually doing this this thing for, what, a week, 10 days? And by Sunday at midnight, hopefully we'll reach our goal of $140,000, this year's goal. And I think it's quite attainable. Bob?
Yeah, there's a very talkative person beside me who implied I hogged the mic, so he got stuff to say. Now, talk about what you were saying about 585-5827.
Well, it's a computer readout. We were talking previously about how people have become entirely desensitized, how they can't be entertained by just a conversation anymore. It has to be a constant stream of info junk coming at them. And you walk down the streets and adverts that might have been done by hand or some way are all done on computers now, and they all look Victorian in nature and a return to chaos as a man's endeavor, a running amok amongst nature.
awesome, Paul. That's the kind of percepts we don't usually have here, you know, rather backward, rather Flesherton-like, you know, influenced
Flesherton
by Clunderton.
Flesherton
influenced by Clunderton, and what's the other guy, Clark? And
no,
the rest
that's
of
the mediocrity being forced upon us, a sponge of just boredom that well, a bell curve. I mean, you have a jury for a grant, and it's a bell curve of people and different tastes, and you have some that have good tastes and are maybe good artists, and you have some that are truthful, and in between there's, you get the middle of the road, and that's like, I have
Whoa,
a theory.
Wow,
a theory.
Paul, wow. Keep going. Have a theory. Go on. Have a theory.
Well, alphabets.
Yeah.
Alphabets.
Visual space.
Everything's
yeah.
always determined in alphabetical order. And I mean,
855-827. Please call. Pledge your support now for these lunatics who are across from me. help keep them on the air or put them off the air.
So, yeah. Mike, we have an example of someone having some liquid frop, getting all excited, wants to dialogue with the people and doing mediocrity.
Excellent. Good for him. He can do it on his own time, though. He can do it on his own time, Bob. This is not a time to do it.
Motives are pure.
That's fine.
He wants to match.
Let's go to a call, Bob.
Yeah, sorry, I
misinterpreted
you. Hello, CKLN. Oh, am I on the air?
Hi.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hi, Edward.
Hi.
Welcome to fundraising.
Yeah, I got held up at the Doctors for Bob Institute. I was working overtime.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not. I earned some more money, so how about if I pledge another $22?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can afford it, Edward.
Is there a reason why you want to pledge?
Well, I want to keep...
Did you get a grant and you feel guilty? Have you not been listening to my show?
No, I haven't. I was working overtime at your institute.
You have a Corvette with a B grant license plate.
So did you Mr. Ed, did you hear my announcement about the AIDS?
I just turned the radio on.
No, you don't know about it. Well, it happens at Doctors for Bob Institute. Anyways, you don't know about that. We won't go into it.
Well, anyway, I wanted to also say... I can't remember. Well,
he's blanked out.
Oh, okay. I remember there was that donation of yoga lessons.
Yeah.
And if that did not sell, that can be passed on to one of the other
shows.
Yeah.
Okay, Kent will go for it. Kent does yoga.
Does he?
Yeah. He kind of a black satanic variety influenced by psychic TV, but it's yoga.
Okay. Edward, do you want to call back on the pledge line?
Yeah, okay, I just tried to get through there, and they gave me this number.
Oh, okay.
And do you have any percepts, Edward, to match Paul's percept about
didn't know
the mediocrity of the alphabet?
I just saw in the last week with this theme of money, fundraising, audience, there's been quite a few things in the media that pertain to fundraising week at CKLN, particularly as it relates to the Church of Subgenius. I give a quick run through it. I do mean quick, Mike. Okay? Quick?
Yeah. Okay, go.
Example, Seattle, 585-5827.
Okay, go, Edward.
Seattle, Washington, Boeing aircraft is going to bring up the new 777 airliner, a compact jumbo jet. They were just about to cancel production when a last-minute order came in for 128 planes from United Airlines. The price tag of the 128 777 planes, $22 billion. That's just last week.
Thanks a lot, Ed. That's important.
Almost pay off our debt.
Another one. You know how many barrels of oil the world consumes in a year? 22 billion barrels of oil. This is according to an economist at Imperial Oil Exxon.
Well, you know, Edward, that Club 22 is a metaphor for, you know what, everybody. Everybody's involved in the number 22 as well as us. So that proves that, oil consciousness, 22 billion gallons or barrels a year.
Okay,
who knows? Edward, come on, fast, Edward.
Metro Toronto had a budget deficit coming up. They went to Premier Bob and asked for $7.5 million in loose change to help alleviate the budget. Bob said, according to Globe and Mail, this is Premier Bob, there is no check in the mail for Metro Toronto. So our budget officials went to a special contingency fund in case of red ink for Metro Toronto. They cleaned it right out. And you know the value of that contingency fund? $22 million.
Well, thanks, Edward. You got any more?
Memphis Belle, a new feature film from Middleborough producer David.
Oh, man.
585-5827. That is the number.
Where are we at?
I don't have a total. I'll get one from Philly, though. Philly will send one in. But we do have another phone call. What? $620. We have slowed our pace down somewhat, Bob.
Have you heard the story?
Okay.
About the big-hearted...
Well, we know Dublin will call eventually.
Mm-hmm. We have a phone call on hold right now, but I think before we go to that call, let's wait for a pledge line.
Yeah, I think I'd like to... we got some data to play, man. Let's put on this... why don't you rewind the Tom Ridge, Walter Boert thing, because we've missed Jerry. You got to go back to the beginning.
No, that's on cart. That's on cart. That's okay.
Oh, okay, let's play Jerry's cart.
Okay, we can try, but we're going to wait for a phone call first. Is that the phone ringing, Philly?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
What are they?
Any relative of Batman.
Well, we did hear a ring. What is it?
Someone hung up, I guess.
Someone explained the joke.
Bob.
Wrong numbers.
You've got to make more of a pitch. You've got to make a stronger pitch for money, for support. Where are they?
Well, it's the phone is just ringing off the wall, Mike.
But it's not. Okay, there it is. Hold on.
That means it includes...
Okay, there's the phone call. What do you want to hear?
Event. This complex process.
It wasn't again. It was a joke.
Mythic storyline.
I don't know. I'm getting tired, Mike.
You want to go home?
I want to go home, in a way. I want to go home and see if the AIDS cure is still sitting there safe and sound. Hasn't been ripped off.
Thank you, Nicholas Hoffman, for your pledge, by the way. Listening to CKLM.
He writes for Washington Newspaper.
88.1 in Toronto. We are in the middle of fundraising. 585-5827.
Everybody's falling asleep, Mike.
Okay, let's go to a phone call. I'm desperate. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
How's it going, Bob?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pronouncing my ings, I-N-G's. Not how you
like,
doing.
I like that word, the anti-Bob.
Yeah?
Is that supposed to mean something?
No, it's just a problem. Doesn't mean anything. It's just a problem.
It's a problem?
It's a problem, the tension of consciousness. You know, consciousness is always incomplete. The anti-Bob is the tension of consciousness. You know, Uncle Bob. Bob's your uncle? You sound familiar. I mean, that kind of smoker's voice. Are you like a Tom Walsh or somebody? You know, who are you?
Tom Walsh.
The thin man.
Okay, we've got to keep things moving along, guys. 585-5827.
Definitely you're stoned, right?
No.
You don't have anything to say?
I listened to one caller. He called in and he was monitoring the shuttle.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, just a thought occurred to me about the Hubble space telescope and all the problems with it. You know, the problems.
The anti-Bob.
The Hubble space telescope is the anti-Bob.
No, it's experiencing the tension of consciousness, imperfection.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, have you got any thoughts about why there's...
Bullshit.
Forget what Mike's saying. The guy is so uptight. It's unbelievable. Because we made a...
Bob, you've totally lost track of why we're here tonight,
Mike,
Bob.
I'm going to bring Jim in and tell you what Jim really thinks of your interruptions.
That's
you don't
fine.
Want to hear
That's
from Jim.
That's fine, Bob.
Okay? Okay. Yeah, many Mike, people Mike. Complain. Now, caller, go ahead. Ignore Mike. He's right out of line.
He's a technician.
He doesn't allow to speak.
I understand, Mike. He's worried about all the cash flow.
But look, just talk a little faster if you're not stoned.
Being personal and private is rather slow. And
talk, baby.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Why was there such imperfections with the Hubble Space Telescope?
Because I operate the solar government, and that was run by the Pentagon Bolsheviks. They're not authorized to work in the solar government zone. Gorbachev's got that covered. So if they put something up, it won't work. Right? I make sure it doesn't work. You get that?
Yeah, but I mean...
It's true what I'm saying, buddy. Jeez. I need to turn me into a mic here. A one-arm mic. No, it's true what I'm saying. That's why. It's busted. We broke it. On purpose. So, you know, the Pinks don't have any solar government apparatus.
It should...
believe it?
But the telescope is what's going to improve the...
I'm afraid I'm going to have to capitulate. Looks like Mike is right on this one. Man, you got to talk faster.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey,
585-5827. You're listening to CKLN 88.1 in Toronto. Church of the Subgenius Divival. We're down to our last half hour, Bob. We're awfully close to that $1,000 mark. We have to keep going. Pump them up, Bob. Pump them up.
Look at the big of Bob on Twin Peaks. Now listen to the laugh of anxiety.
You're slapping at me like a
Garrity,
hyena.
Bobby. Oh, the blackbird.
585-5827, last 30 minutes of the Church of the Subgenius fundraising show. Are we going to be back next week?
I'll be on for five more hours, Mike.
No.
I'm on with Kent,
but
baby.
We're finished at 2.
You are. You're out. You haven't got any stamina. I'm the long-distance runner, man.
Bob, the show finishes at 2 o'clock.
Go get violent with me, Mike.
Feel that.
A point's been made by Subgenius that they should pledge all the money that they would have sent to Stang, that they would have spent on the Book of the Subgenius or the Third Fist and Three Fist and Tales of Bob or any of those garbage documents issued
True
by
enough.
Reverend Stang.
True enough.
Forget that. Send this to us.
Okay.
Send us to us. We're money. We're pink. They're green.
585-5827. Divert your funds to this station. Does anyone in your audience want to say something at this point?
Yeah,
oh, we have a
yeah,
someone out there in the audience.
A woman. A young girl, an electric baby, a Laura Palmer. Come on in.
1967.
Can
you get her, Mike?
Okay, so Bob, do you want to handle this?
I got her.
Okay, yes, I'm an electric baby. But before we start, 585-5827, send in your pledge.
Thank you, Heather.
I would like to talk about John Cage and his book. I can't remember the name of it. Also.
Silence or Year from Monday?
Nope.
And more recent one?
Empty Words.
Yeah.
In Empty Words, he talks about how the alphabet is the militarization of language.
That's true.
So would you say that the electronic age is now the age of dyslexia?
Oh, yeah. That's what Finnegan's Wake's all about. John Cage studied under Marshall McLuhan in the early 60s after he was involved with Bucky Fuller. And that statement that the alphabet is the militarization of language is straight out of Marshall. And John Cage went on to make an acrostic piece based on the Finnegan's Wake. He didn't really complete it. He did put it on in 1982, I think, called the Roratorio. But he's trying to figure out the Finnegan's Wake metaphor, and he can't get a handle on it because he won't read Marshall McLuhan's Son, which wrote a thesis on it. And that's based on the Ten Thunders. Now, you just asked me something. Why am I talking about Finnegan's Wake? Oh, dyslexia. Yeah, so dyslexia is the blurring of visual space. Well, the electric environment turns two-eyed people into one-eyed people, or cyclops. All right? We all become cyclops. And dyslexic, the dyslexic condition is...
I'm dyslexic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you're an example of what I'm not going to say, is that dyslexia seems to be rampant among us. Prison population, and in males, young males more than young women. And it was because males, young males played hockey, baseball, and that, which did not require much fine-pointed eye movement. Whereas girls who grew up in the 50s and 60s, they did knitting, sewing, and cooking, which requires more detailed eye movement,
no,
which is like
television.
Reading. Right, well, yeah, you're, well, I said the 50s, 60s, man, you look like you're about 22 years old, and so therefore you come up after that. We're talking people who showed up in the 50s, 60s. Now, you yourself, I mean, since the 70s, nobody even does sewing, cooking, and all this, because the feminist movement was hoiked up as a reflexive, knee-jerk reaction to the electric discarnate state. They thought, well, men obviously can't handle this, so they felt empowered, the tribe of women, right? And, of course, they had no staying power of feminism because of the electric effect that erodes every human institution, even new ones. And dyslexia is offered by our media archetypes as well as the human users of the media. That's why you had the President Reagan. That guy was a dyslexic. He had no idea what was really going on, and it was obvious to everybody, eh?
But he could fake it really well.
For who? To you?
No, for the general public.
And you know who that general public is? It's not us. It's not Pinks or Subgenius. It is other media archetypes. In other words, the media are fighting the Battle of Jericho. The media are talking back. So
but for the older generation who mostly are the ones that vote,
great power.
He could fake it.
Well, they thought
well
that
enough for them.
He thought that they thought that he was projecting their desires, patterns, whims, motives. And, of course, they're now very upset because their Social Security stuff is going to be cut. Great power accomplished nothing. Reagan was a projection for them of their fantasy, but in reality, old people are going to suffer more and will have suffered more under Reagan than Bush. So,
see how people hold that, throw that number out, please, Bob.
585-5827.
Thank you, Heather.
But you're
call
dyslexic.
Your
you know how you cure dyslexia? One way is to get on a trampoline, especially for children. No, because a trampoline, you're bouncing, you're focusing your eye vision and you're strengthening your eye muscles, which is necessary for reading or maintaining visual space reading. Now, you don't need to worry about having dyslexia because that's a way of looking at things with the hair in front of your eyes. You know
the only
I mean?
Way I have problems is in type such as this. When it's small type, big type, I'm okay with advertising. I can read the problem. But when it's small type in a book, the letters get jumbled up. Certain words look exactly like other letters. I have to read
Rockefeller's. Now, do you need to read in your life?
Yeah.
You do need to read. All right. I'd recommend that you move your life direction more into non-reading areas.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I've done that.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were learning to read in school, the teacher put us in the same circle, the same order, and read the same book in the same order every single day. And I had a phonographic memory, and so I could remember verbatim what she was saying. And so
yeah.
I would look at my book and then just recite what she had said, and so she thought I could read. Great. So she put me in the highest reading group, we got left alone. So I didn't actually learn how to read till a few years later, but my older sister taught me. So it's never a...
Dyslexics of the world untie.
So are you pleading something from Bob about your dyslexia? Yes,
No. No, I think it is the disease of the electric environment.
The
electric environment, yeah.
The television is, because when television is a mosaic mesh that activates your brain, not your eyeball, so the eyeball is laying there in between, like melting. All right? You know, think of the TV activating your brain, and your eyeball, which is used to be activated by the printed page, but reflects off it, is there with nothing to do. So it merges and becomes psychedelic, like an R. Crumb cartoon where the head melts under LSD, right? And that's what happens to the eyeball. And so if you want to correct dyslexia, we got to turn off the electric environment, which won't be done. So I think we should make dyslexic an amazing talent, you know, because the majority of the... You see, we're imposing the visual space linearity on people, and it's irrelevant.
And where else at CKLN can you hear conversations like this? So call 585-5827 and make a big, huge pledge.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Bob, we're running out of time, and we haven't had a pledge for a long, long time. There's one on right now. We've got one line going, 585-5827 for more lines. Bob, final comments.
What do you mean? What time is it?
It's almost 1 o'clock. Almost 2 o'clock.
Now listen,
I'm lying. It's 25 minutes
to
2.
Will you put on the cart from L.A.? That's what I want to hear. We haven't heard it.
Who cares what you want to hear? I want to hear some pledges, Bob.
Oh, geez, Mike. See, that kind of attitude blew us last year, and people got mad. They said, Mike, come down too hard.
It's your kind of attitude that's ruining people, Bob. It's
scaring
people away.
Bob vowed to kill again. Mike quit. Mike said he'd never...
And that's it. It is a new decade. Good evening, Bob. Welcome.
Well, Bob, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. I think I'll hand over the band to you, Bob. You obviously have a better command of journalism. News to be tuned right now in the latter stages of the untimes. Since communication is a miracle, but not impossible, here on CKLN and the Bob Dobbs Show, which hoiks up rhetoric, grammar, logic, music, astronomy, arithmetic, geometry, psychic, question mark, Club 22, into the mental mutants, hand signals for the blind, center for fuzzy thinking, furry lint, Club 22 again.
Don't be afraid to rewind in order to review the proper positions and landings of these tricks.
And I don't understand jokes, I'm just laughing at them. Since one type of indirect satire is Manipian satire, its major feature is a series of extended dialogues and debates in which a group of immensely loquacious eccentrics and representatives of various professions and philosophical points of view serve to make ludicrous the intellectual attitudes they typify by the arguments they urge in their support of CKLN.
Okay, that's it. Welcome back to CKLN 88.1 in Toronto, the Church of the Subgenius Show. Before I turn Bob's mic up, I want to thank Lisa for her kind pledge. And it's about 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. Thank you, everyone who's pledged so far. It's been a most successful night, hasn't it, Bob? Just nod. And we would like to also mention that as a form of incentive, if you don't know, if you're just tuning in, Bob is offering some of his Bob Dogma tapes up for grabs, also some John Doe t-shirts, some Music Works tapes from the people at Music Works, and also some other records if these things might interest you, actually some cassettes, Big Daddy Kane, Blank Crowd, Dream Warriors, Lee Scratch Perry, a subscription to this magazine for how much, Philly Markowitz? $20 pledge, and cost you 18, she says, and a Rollins Band hard volume LP. Okay, Bobby, ready? And turn the volume up just a little bit. 585-5827 is the pledge line, Church of the Subgenius Show. Bob?
Well, thanks, Mike, for giving me a rest. I needed it. There's an awful cute boy back here. I think I've had involvement with him in at least past lives. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to come forward and introduce himself. We have no idea who he is, but I like him. I like the look of him. I'll be having fun later tonight.
Another testimonial.
I don't know, Bob. But,
it's legal now, Bob.
Yeah, Connie's sleeping. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Gabe. Well, this is my first time ever meeting you, Bob, and,
Do you know who I am? Just move towards the
microphone. Yeah, I've listened to your show before in the past.
Yeah?
And, I called you up on one occasion on my 19th birthday.
What was your... Oh, yeah, the whole 19 thing. You evoked that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were telling me how, B.O.B. makes 19.
Yeah, two zeros... O is the 15th letter, two, 15, two is adds up to 19. Yeah. So go ahead. What do you have to make... Why, are you here because you knew you could see Bob? You came down?
Well, I'm here to help out on the phones, too.
Are you a member of the staff, or something? A volunteer?
I'm just a volunteer.
Did you pick this night on purpose?
Yeah. I want to come down and see what exactly it is you do here.
You want to see the size of my... You want to get involved?
No. But I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you what exactly...
Is the size of the ring of my... You know what? No, sorry. I'm hallucinating, you know, the spritzer. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, I was just going to ask you,
relax.
What exactly do you do with the show? Like, what is the...
Good question.
Let's hear Mike explain himself.
All right.
You answer. 585-5827 is our pledge line, please. 20 minutes left in the show, Bob.
Very important.
Over to you.
Political campaign. And also a physical campaign, like curing things like AIDS. Now, you heard me announce we have the AIDS cure. Now, that's true. Now, that is an awesome thing. I think that once this is proved, I think people should rise up because they're going to need funding to pay for this stuff. You know what I mean? And they should rise up and demand that those who have the authority of knowledge, who are expressing the perfect pitch of the present and offer real slack, should be put into pink power immediately. And that means put me into the reins of power. All right? So you guys are here to be stimulated and mind laundered into believing what I'm talking about with much confidence and put me into power. This is a political campaign. The humor is a side effect. The revelations are a side effect. This is a serious political movement. It bypasses all previous agendas and offers the agenda of perfect pitch. How's that sound to you, Dave? Now, will you go to bed with me?
No.
Sorry, Bob.
Good try, Bob.
Cabinet position?
What is that pledge line number, Bob? Hit us again.
D-A-V-E.
It's 585-5827.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Well, wait a minute. Did I answer your question?
Well, you
sort of did. That's what they all say. It's not complete, is it? It's an invention of consciousness. It's something incompletable, Bob, right?
That's why it keeps on going.
That's why you can be a half a Bob at least with a half light. Fill in the tension.
This is the Church of the Subgenius. Fundraising revival, 1990. The most successful yet, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, look at Mikey, so happy.
Greedy.
Arm is growing back.
585-5827. Good for the station.
My arm is just starting to grow. Like in How to Succeed in Advertising. Remember that movie? Boil on his neck. Remember that movie? How to Succeed?
How to Get Ahead in Advertising.
How to Get Ahead in Advertising, a British movie. So, Mike, 585-5827. We have Scott here now. He was very intrigued with Jerry's promo from California because it listed off the holy offices. Well, Scott here has made a chart. Design of the holy offices will be featured in an upcoming Hype magazine. And so you might just show it to Mike so we can get his pink reaction to it because nobody else would bother reacting, but Mike would. What do you think, Mike? How's it look? Woof, woof, woof. Resume your whittling, Mike.
Looks great, Bob.
Mike will at least respond. Mike, my concerns are solar, all right? Your concerns are local. Mike's the kind of guy who, he thinks globally and acts locally, right? That's the kind of guy who supports CKLN. Well, there's a real reason to support.
This is Scott. It's Thursday, the day after your show. I've got Secrets of Western Tantra, the Sexuality of the Middle Path by Christopher S. Hyatt, PhD, Falcon Press, Golden Dawn, Las Vegas. Now, close your eyes and tell me, is this fishy or is this foul? It has been prophesied that the Order of the White Lion, or Owl, will emerge sometime prior to 2005. However, it will establish its roots sometime in the late 80s and early 90s as an offshoot of the original Order of the Knights Templar. The acronym Owl is no simple coincidence. It relates to Horus, the hawk-headed god of the emergent Aeon. It is also specifically relates to the goddess of the Owl and... relates to the goddess as the owl was the emblem of Athena, as well as being associated with Lilith, Anath, and the eye goddess of ancient Mesopotamia. Next time.
Thank you.
Okay, Mike, that apparently was the band Was Not Was, and the theme of the song was 11 miles per hour, the speed that JFK's convertible was moving when he was assassinated. So apparently they made a song around Lee Harvey Oswald's life, having him going through the various phases of childhood, adolescence, and adulthood at 11 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Clever song.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, who's
Thank
the
you.
Guy
just,
behind you?
Just very briefly.
Who is this guy?
He hasn't introduced himself.
Do we know who he is?
Come up and say hi.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's been actually quite attentive the whole night.
Yeah, but I think he'll talk to you after the show.
Oh, is a contract?
Yeah.
We're talking money here?
Yeah.
We're talking pink corporate guy coming
585-5827 is the number, Bob. Keep it in mind. That's what we're here for. Thank you to Mike for fundraising, for pledging tonight. Nice big pledge from Mike Hoffer in Mississauga.
What did he pledge?
Is that personal information or not?
Well, you said a big pledge. Over $50?
No,
okay, that's a big pledge.
It still is a big
yeah.
pledge. Thank you, Mike, for your contribution to the station. Bob, why should people pledge to this show in particular?
Because it's a political campaign. Because it creates the illusion of momentum and the idea that we should be kept on the air for another 12 months. Because this agenda is going to be carried out for at least another 22 months. So we got another couple of fundraisings to go. And to prove to the executive that we're a valid movement and an important part of CKLN, you've got to show the figures. We've got to show that this is your opportunity to be on the air and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So you got to show it. 585-5827.
That is the pledge line. We do also accept Visa and MasterCard. And just to reiterate, you're giving away an unlimited number of...
George yeah. and Edward, call back. You didn't call back with the info.
Oh, okay. Yeah, president. George and Edward, if you want to call 585-5827, I think Philly needs some more information. Thank
okay.
you, Philly.
Thank you, Philly.
You're giving away an unlimited number of Bob Dogma tapes?
Yeah, we have Bob Dogma tapes. We have... Philly, are they being asked for?
Yes.
Yeah.
In large quantity.
Okay.
No,
we're
giving away 11 or so.
Okay, Bob Dogma tapes.
We're doing well on the Bob Dogma tapes.
And we've got
the
various magazine interviews mm-hmm, with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Articles, so
and actually, and ironically, they're giving away this magazine subscription for a donation of $20, a blank crowd cassette, some Music Works tapes, John Doe t-shirts, and of course, this program for another year.
Okay, now Mike's having a problem broadcasting the exit stuff, so maybe we'll do it on Kent's show, right? Kent, we're going to be on all night long taking calls on your show.
Don't worry about Kent's show, Bob. Let's just worry about this show. We've got 15 more minutes.
You're running out of gas, and I'm
15
not.
Minutes, Bob.
You're paranoid.
Bob, I'm
going to
shut you off.
Paranoid.
Bob, I'm going to shut you off.
Oh, I give up.
15 minutes, okay?
All right, so what do you want to talk about? How important it is to work with me?
I think so.
Yeah, Mike, why don't you give a testimonial? We pulled that last year on you. You tell us what it's like to work with, you know, who.
Bob, let me just, I have to work up to it.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll take us out on a. We don't have a church hymn tonight, so we're going to have the all-boys choir around Mike celebrating his testimonial at 5 to 2. I don't know. What can I mean, I'm just saying that we do have an AIDS cure here in Toronto. It's going to make history in a month. There's going to be press conferences about it. There's going to be a lot of upset pinks because they didn't come up with it. But anybody with AIDS, call 653-1464 anytime, and you can have a private appointment and look into it, and you'll be surprised.
Okay, and I'd like you to forget that number because it's not important tonight. 585-5827 is the important number
That's
tonight.
That's right, Mike. You're so right.
Please pledge. We've got another 15 minutes in the show.
Maybe I could quote. Nah. I don't.
Why not?
Okay. Sean. Where is Sean? I like to have a dialogue with someone. What about Andrew here? Man, Andrew, talk. Talk, Andrew. Give me something to talk about. Stimulate me. Okay, come forward into the mic.
Okay, stimulate you. Well, I listened to your access tape, and.
Which Kent is offering on his show.
Which Kent is offering later on tonight. And it's really worthwhile. I mean, I've listened to this thing about 12 times.
The history of the conspiracy from 1400 to 2000.
Uh-huh.
The real goods.
The real goods. And it's pretty mind-blowing, let me tell you. I just want to throw this at Bob. I was wondering if you thought that the recent run of mafia films are an effort to recruit people for that particular oligarchy.
No, it's nostalgia because the mafia was busted in the 80s because the oligarchs are moving in because, as you know from the Exodus conspiracy, we can talk about it now as public, the oligarchs have been waiting through the 80s while the governments go bankrupt, right? And as the national bureaucracies go bankrupt, the oligarchs are the only ones with the money reserves to carry on moving the world around on a money gold level. Now, the mafia was an important police cop action, by the national governments from the 40s up to the early 80s. Now, as the government loses its ground, as it starts to sink into the quicksilver mercurial effect of the electric environment that the oligarchs can take advantage of, the ancient oligarchs, then the mafias get in the way of implementing the government bureaucracy, because they're going down and they want to be the last bureaucracy, and it's a losing fight against the oligarchic hidden bureaucracy. Then they busted the mafias in the early 80s to get rid of that interference. They didn't need that cop police action anymore, all right? Now, curiously, under electric conditions, all past phenomena take on a nostalgic glow. So we now turn violence, interhuman, interpersonal violence, into an aesthetic. And so you have Wild at Heart and Goodfellas in these mafia movies, right. Miller's Crossing, servicing as a retrieval of human scale, the violence aspect of it, as an archetypal reminder of when we were human. Now, we are superhuman under electric conditions.
585-5827. Bob, you got a phone call. I'd like to go to it if I could. I'd also like to thank Edward for his pledge. Edward called back and pledged some money. Sorry to interrupt, but we're running rapidly out of time.
And
no, it's
Andrew,
not Dublin.
Andrew was a good call.
Hello, CKLN. Hi.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Woman.
Hi, I can't hear you at all.
Oh, you have to turn up your radio just a touch.
Okay, just a sec.
Okay.
Technical problems.
Thanks, Mike.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hi.
There we are. I wanted to talk about Audrey in Twin Peaks. Can you talk about Audrey?
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Give me an attitude you have so I can work with something.
Okay, I want to talk about Audrey as the perfect 90s woman, because she seems to be a cross between all the sort of archetypal women that we see in television. That she's sort of the virgin and the seductress and yet the witch at the same time.
The electric baby.
Yeah, so do we see Audrey as the perfect sort of 90s combination of a sort of revival of sexuality, which has been repressed through the 70s and 80s, and now it's okay to be a sexual being again for a woman?
I think that's one tiny aspect of her life. Yes, I think that's relevant. Now, that's not the only point you want to make, because she's encompassing so many characteristics that she's a visual pun, and maybe even a tactile pun, right?
But is she a pun, or is she a real sort of role model to be followed? Because she can play both the seductress and the virgin and the sort of witch hag character at the same time.
Well, the pun is reality nowadays. Camp is the best approach to young people's definition of themselves, to the reality they live in. The replay of their lives is expressed best in camp or the pun. So I'm saying that it's not a question of a pun or something else that's real. The pun is the reality that she represents. So she represents all the aspects, but she's kind of ethereal, angelic, and innocent. So it's a revival of innocence with a sexual layering over it. It's a paradox. I mean, traditionally you lost your innocence when you awoke sexually, right? But she maintains this sexual unconscious bursting through while being innocent. You know what I mean?
So at the same time as being a recreation of the archetype, she is in fact a caricature of that.
That's right, exactly. And then something new. You're right that she's a 90s perfect pitch icon, because she represents something that attracts men. She represents something that's incomprehensible, that's mysterious, not in the old feminine way, but a new discarnate way, the electric baby. We can't pin it on down what it is that attracts Cooper to her, but it is the fact she contains all the other characters on Twin Peaks, and something new, which is what? The electric baby, the discarnate effect, that she is not really how she appears. There's something more than the physical in her. There's something discarnate.
Thank you.
The electric baby.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Bye. Okay, Bob, let's take a bit of a musical break, regroup, and see where we are right now for our total, and then come back and finish it up.
A marvelous suggestion, Mike.
Okay. 585-5827, Church of the Subgenius, Radio 2 Hours. We'll be right back. I'm gonna go get some more.
There's a phone. 585-5827. Are we going to pick it up?
Yeah, we're wrapping things up. We're doing very, very well, though, here. We are at $766 for the show, which is amazing.
That's the best you've ever done.
Oh, yes, Gary, sure. We've got another caller as well, but Bob, that's 766. It's pretty close to 800. Why don't we just see if we can do 800 in the next, not 800, but reach 800 in the next 5 minutes.
A couple of $35 pledges for the Bob tapes and interviews and shirts.
And we're still offering those, 585-5827. And as well, let's offer up, you've got all those Dogma tapes. We've got other goodies. We've got the Sea Kelly t-shirt, the sweatshirt, and all the usual stuff. And fundraising just keeps rolling right along.
Before you, if this caller goes on for a little while, Mike, when it finishes, everybody here would like to make their own personal testimony to wrap up, so leave a little time for that,
okay.
All right?
Okay. I guess Kent wouldn't mind if we went a minute or two over, I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
585-5827. Our callers are waiting to take your calls. Bob, why don't you and I just talk? Let's just pretend no one else is here right now.
Let's talk about how we prepare the show.
Let's talk about how close we are to one another, how much this show means to us, how this is really our only social life. Outside, we don't do anything else. We just talk to one another on the phone and over the radio.
We're married.
And how very much important it is to have your support tonight of all nights. And
my support or the church?
The listener's support.
Yeah, for us.
Church's
support. For our reality.
And how the show has evolved over the last 3.5 years to the state that it's at now, where there's no doubt, I think, in anyone's mind that you are J.R. Bob Dobbs, that the character in the book is modeled after you, that you should receive royalties from that book and you don't. And I think that many of the people here tonight and many of the listeners at home would agree with that we have the genuine thing here.
And I think in the times that are so confusing now to people who are going in 100,000, at least 122 directions at once, in this confusion to find a glow of slack amidst this is the kind of feeling that Mike gets from me, and he knows that's the feeling everybody else gets from me. And with Connie in the background offering the AIDS cure, this show is going to make a 22,000. Now, we're going for a big pledge next year.
Yeah.
This is going to be proven. And as we get closer to 1992, probably the CKLN will be competing with ABC, NBC, and CNN and the ratings of 1992 as the power of the solar government apparatus that I represent takes over. And then we will be quite satisfied with the work we've done in a five-year period.
We are at $766. We have 5 minutes left in the show. We'd like to reach 800. A couple of $20 pledges would do us, would put us over the top, and that would be a marvelous achievement for tonight. Two $20 pledges, or four $10 pledges, or
four $11 pledges, or two $22 pledges.
$2 pledges. Yeah, that would be relevant, wouldn't it?
$22 pledges to get
steak. Okay, okay.
And I'd like to thank Philly so far for doing a fine job of keeping the accounting books, the two books cleared up.
Yes, we've got one pledge coming in. We've got one line,
okay,
as it were. And
where's Dublin?
585-5827. Dublin may be on the line.
We all
right
know
now
that Dublin gets an incredible amount of airtime. I think he owes us a couple of bucks.
Okay.
No one else would ever listen to what he has to say with the sympathy I have. I mean, even Pat Burns, I think it is, was a little disgusted with Dublin sometimes.
Dublin even calls me when we're...
He calls everybody. He thinks the talk show... He thinks CKLN is a constant talk show, so he harasses all the programmers while they're on the air.
Okay, $766. $78,212 is our total so far for fundraising, and things are looking good. Okay, do you want to go to this phone call?
Yeah, let's
go. Can I play
Dublin
just one thing first that I forgot to play tonight?
Okay, yeah.
1 second.
Hi, it's Judy Perry from CIUT. You're listening to Mike Dyer's show on CKLN 88.1 in Toronto, of course. You can show how much you appreciate this show by pledging your precious dollars during this fundraising.
Mike, Judy never understood, did she?
No.
She came down here once and told her story.
No, that was the other. No, this is
the other Judy.
Judy.
Right. Yeah. But Judy,
you,
I met her at the library once. She never understood me. She still thinks you run the show. Well, Judy, she's at CIUT and we're at CKLN.
5827. We're waiting for one more phone call to put
there
us over $800. We're off the close. So that's the other line.
On. Put them on.
We will put them on. We will put them on. We have
Dublin to. Dublin or never again will Dublin get on the air. We're police action on Dublin.
We
won't. This magazine.
We won't put this person on the air until we get one more call.
No, it's Dublin pleading it.
Another call. We've got lots of people around here I think are going to pledge too. A lot of our friends are here tonight.
And listen, stay tuned for Kent Perry. He's definitely an extension of the Church of the Subgenius and Club 22, and we'll be here on the air with Kent all night long. So, Mike, take it personally if Kent makes a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We are...
Put the collar on, man.
What did you mean by that last comment?
I meant that it's to your credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. we are a few minutes away. Let's go to this caller. We'll go to this caller. We'll wrap it up. And my name is Michael
Dublin?
Dyer.
Is
you're listening to CKLN 88.1 in Toronto. J.R. Bob Dobbs, the Church of the Subgenius. So thank you
Dublin?
To everyone for coming down. Hello.
Oh, wait. There's a couple to say on.
Hi, you're on the air?
It's Dublin. He's stunned.
I got the line. There's no one there.
Tell him to speak.
You can't. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, is that you?
It is.
It is I, and it is you.
It is.
This is Neville Hoffman here. I'm president of my own Academy of Art and Science.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hoffman with two S, two M's, and two N's.
I think we got it.
And I esteem Reverend Bob very highly.
Why?
I've been monitoring his concept tonight. Reverend Bob, you're absolutely sound. I've got the OED open here, and my God, you're right. The object of perception, the mental product or result of perceiving is distinguished from the action. Absolutely incredible. You know, I've been a lifetime member of the Church of the Holy Mackerel, but I'm desirous of worshiping in the Church of the Subgenius, and I'm wondering how and where I might be able to do that. I mean, I've been really enjoying your discourse and upon the concepts of, for example, percept. For example, Reverend Bob, hello. Are you there? Hello, Reverend Bob. Goodbye now.
Well, wait, Mike, hold it. Mike cut me off.
No, don't leave.
Yeah, Mike cut me off. Am I coming through now, Mike? I was trying to come through before.
Oh,
I was
God,
swearing my head off at you. Man, Mike is a sensible decorum, and I guess he cut me off.
I think what you're trying to do is
follow the party line too much. Do not use the dictionary.
Do not use the dictionary.
And make a pledge.
Oh, I have made a pledge. Well,